If you've gotten a chance to see the January cover of Offbeat, then you know it features the smiling faces of all this year's Best of the Beat Lifetime Music honorees. Robert Parker, Frankie Ford, Gene Knight, the Dixie Cups, Al Carnival Time Johnson, and Clarence Frogman Henry. Beneath them, guitar in hand, is New Orleans R&B veteran Ernie Vincent. On January 18th, at this year's Best of the Beat Awards, Ernie will share the stage with all the honorees as he leads a tribute to New Orleans R&B. He stopped by the offices recently to talk about his plans for the show and his long career in New Orleans music.
Well, we're excited about the Best of the Beat Awards because it's a great honor to be involved with that. Everybody's excited. All of the people that's participating, they're very excited about it. We're still organizing that right now, but you got Frankie Ford, Gene Knight, you have Al Carnival Time Johnson, you have Robert Parker did Barefooting, Dixie Cups, and Clarence Frogman Henry.
And do you have something planned for each one of them?
Well, we are backing a song or two for each one of them, you know, so that's what the program is scheduled to do.
Have you played with any of these musicians before?
I've played with mostly all of them before. Frankie, Gene, Dixie Cubs. It's been years, but it's been years down the line. Frogman, it's been years ago, quite a few years ago.
You played with Gene Knight way back, right?
I had played with Gene before she made Mr. Big Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, used to go to her house and rehearse with her, you know, stuff like that. It's been a while. All of these guys and girls here, we've been friends for years. We all been knowing each other for years. In the 90s, we was going overseas a lot, and Dixie Cups was traveling with the Olympia Brass Band, Milton Petit's. There's a lot of people that on these tours, you know, Tommy Risley, a lot of them that was going at the same time during that particular period.
And you have some history with Clarence Frogman Henry, too?
Yeah. I mean, it was years ago. I was in a band that we played with Frog, you know, like that. Tommy Risley backed a lot of them. I was in a band with Tommy for a little while, years ago. And Irma Thomas, Oliver Morgan, Irma Thomas, Gene Knight, and Robert Parker. So that's almost the same group of people that's here today.
Yeah. So this will almost be like a big reunion for you guys.
Oh, yeah. I'm planning on it now. I got a lot of good stuff that I want to do. And we're still organizing what we want to do. So I know what I'll choose in between the songs. Once we figure out who's going to go and what and where, and then I'll choose a song to blend in between that so there won't be no abstractions.
But I assume you and Al will be doing Carnival Time, right?
Of course. Yes. It's going to be a great show. I don't have a doubt about it because everybody is real up for it. Everybody is happy about it. Everybody is, you know, it's an honor to do this, you know, so it's a great move.
And this incarnation of the Top Notes, your band that'll be playing at the show, is something you've put together just in the last couple of years, right?
Absolutely. After the storm came back, I decided to just go for it again because I stopped for quite a number of years of performing, and I was producing a lot of people down through the years for about over 10 or 12 years. I produced a lot of different music with different artists, you know, and I enjoyed that. But after the storm came, then we had to leave for a while, and I came back. Everybody was gone in different directions, and so therefore I said the next time I I do something, I'm going to revamp everything and go back the way I used to do.
And is this a conscious attempt to try and recapture the sound of the band from the earlier days?
Yes. I never lost the sound. A lot of people didn't understand what I was doing, but
yes.
I managed to maintain the way I played all these years, you know, so it was the same thing.
Can you describe the sound of the Top Notes?
Well, our music is blues and funk. So we sort of mix a little bit of each. And I would say about 70% of what we do is original stuff. And maybe 30% we do covers, you know. But the majority of it is original material that we've been doing for the last 3 years. And it's been successful. I mean, highly successful, really.
You guys put out a recording project recently, right?
We have a new CD out and called Louisiana Magic. It's a crossover. I got four covers in it. This time I put four covers in it and six original songs. And so far it's been really good. We have not did a press release party on it yet. We plan to do that maybe sometime next month. And once we get a date to deal with, then we're going to start promoting it from that point. We'll be pushing and driving it from that point.
Can you tell me about any of the songs on the record?
We got a song called Poetry in the Bayou, and Johnny Sansone is doing the harmonica on it, on this record, and it was great. We got Washboard Chairs on She's My Honey Bun, plus Tambourine. And it's an array of mixture cross between blues, little funk, and it has a little second line. Boogie kick to it. Mm-hmm. Plan to do get the top notes back in the studio as soon as possible to do another funk album, completely funk. You know, I think we're gonna kick a butt with that. We got some good ideas on making all that work.
How would you compare the 2013 Top Notes to the original group that you formed back in the 70s?
It's a homage to the old boy version of the band, but at the same time, a little better.
Oh, you think the new group is better?
Yes, yes. The band was great, and this band is great, too. And it's almost like a deja vu thing, you know. It's just that, I'm not doing anything new comparing to structures, and the band is around those structures. So the only thing we do is change the songs, and we still got it, you know. It's still working well, very well.
Has there ever been much temptation for you to experiment with other styles?
No, because I figured one thing out. If you do something good, if you stop and look at why you still have the oldies very popular, because they did some good music, and I try to do good music, and if you're doing good music, you don't have to change your style. You know, everybody will change to you, you know, I'll conform to you, you know. So I've been fortunate with that. I don't have any problems with that. And I think that people enjoy what we do.
You got started playing back over 40 years ago. What was the blues and R&B scene like in New Orleans back then?
Great. It was great. I mean, they had music almost in every neighborhood. It's not like it was restricted like they're doing now, but it was in every neighborhood. And a lot of good musicians, and it was a great time for music in New Orleans.
Who were the people on the scene back then that you were really into?
Well, I like Cato. Ernie Cato was one of my favorite. Tommy Ridgely. They had the Neville brothers. They had Aaron Neville, Irma Thomas. We had so many people. I mean, it's just hard to just say one or two or something like that, because we had a great many great artists here, you know. That was a lot of the stuff that you see rock and roll. It came from New Orleans. People don't realize that. It came right from New Orleans. Little Richard and recorded right on Rampart Street. Fats and all of it. All that came from here, you know. And a lot of people took it and ran with it, but it originated here.
And who were your idols on the guitar when you first picked it up?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing about that. I started off playing the Jimmy Reed thing, then I started listening to Bobby Blue Bland, I started listening to B.B. King, I started listening to several other guitar players. But as I progressed it, I was crazy about listening at horn players. I used to listen to a lot of symphony stuff at one time, and the horn sections is the things that drew me to it. I gravitated to try to imitate the horn sections, because a lot of time when I play, I sort of play a little lick of a horn, you know, inside of my playing. And so, you know, I loved it, the horns. The horn section was good. I used to listen to Chicago a lot, listening to a lot of the big band stuff, and I liked the big band sound, you know. So we did a couple of songs on the CD, like Everybody Got the Blues. And the band, we came close to a big band sound. All we had to do is add parts, you know, but it's there.
Any other plans coming up for you and the band, apart from Best of the Beat?
The only plans that I'm looking forward for, they're looking for, is to get busy. That's all we're looking for. Get
yeah,
busy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you at the concert then.
It's fun. It's been fun. And I know, you know, like I say, it's been a great opportunity. And I think the Top Notes and everybody's involved, I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for dropping by.
Okay, you're welcome.